Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the straight shooting view,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. Pitch Talk podcasts and videos are brought to you in association with LE Bikes. Begin your journey into electric bikes. Visit lebikes.co.uk. Welcome to
the Straight Shooting View.
Hey everybody, what is up? My name is Straight Shooting LJA and welcome to another episode of the Straight Shooting View. Now, one thing I want to discuss is 100 minute matches. Now it's a case of break me off, show me what you got, because I don't want no 1 minute match. Well, you ain't getting 1 minute matches, you're getting 100 minute matches. And you know what? It is in response to, over the last few seasons, there have been studies conducted and less than 60 minutes of in-play action during Premier League matches has caused, I mean, it happened at the Qatar World Cup, where you saw 100-minute matches and that kind of thing for the very first time. But it's continued into this season's Premier League. And apparently it's still dividing fans as to whether the 100-minute matches are good things or bad things. And also Rafael Varane of Manchester United has been very, very vocal about it not being good for the players. So there's a couple of different schools of thought here. As a fan, I am happy with 100-minute matches because it means, as a fan, I get to see more football. But as a fan of the game and maybe a student of the game, if you like, it's a case of it's not necessarily good for player welfare, because if you're playing 2-3 times a week, the body's not getting time to recover. Now you're putting an extra 10-15 minutes onto matches. And that's not necessarily a good thing when you accumulate that over a season. So imagine, okay, 3 matches, 10 minutes, that's an extra half an hour a week for the players to deal with. But then you times, say you get 3 matches a week, every week for a month. So you times that half an hour by 4, that's an extra 2 hours. And you see where I'm going with this. So it's on them, you extrapolate that out, times that by 12, and the numbers start getting astronomical. So in terms of player welfare, it's not necessarily a good thing to have these 100-minute matches. But on the flip side of it, as a fan, you look at those numbers, now you're getting more football and potentially you're getting more time in play. But that's only potentially. Now, it remains to be seen how this will change the amount of time that the ball is in play for, that matches are in play for. Because you can extend the time all you want. That doesn't necessarily guarantee that we won't see the dark arts of the game, such as players going into the corner and wasting time, doing this, doing that, taking long on goal kicks. Where the change for me needs to happen is the rules of the game need to be clearer, the laws of the game need to be clearer, and referees need to be booking a lot more for time-wasting ploys. So time-wasting, such as going into the corner, running down the clock, or taking longer on goal kicks, free kicks, set pieces. It's one of them ones. Those kind of things need to be penalised more. Like encroachment, for instance. That's something that needs to be penalised a hell of a lot more. And it's not. So that, for me, that's where the changes kind of need to happen. where time wasting needs to be penalized more and on a consistent basis, not just one ref does it, another one is lenient, and then another one does it. It's like, no, it's got to be that. And I think that would make more of a difference than adding 10 to 15 minutes onto matches. Because that said, adding that time at the end of matches does not guarantee you're going to get more game time. That could mean you're going to get more teams wasting time. So it's one of them where that's got to be, I think, looked at a bit more carefully. So the way I look at it is, I said, the rules and the laws of the game need to be tightened up to accommodate the fact that teams do waste time. Some substitutes will be made to waste time. And you add that on at the end, add this on at the end. And in regards to what Rafael Varane said about player welfare and it not being good for player welfare, well, in large part, players are actually the reason why it has actually come to this in terms of adding 10 to 15 minutes on to the end of matches. It's that players are the reason why, because players are largely responsible for that ball being in play as little as it was. I said, I think the average for Premier League games, I think it was something like 58 minutes or something like that. It's like, well, that's down to players, obviously managerial directives as well, but it's a case of the players are largely responsible for it. And stuff like going down easy for free kicks in the latter stages of games, taking the ball into corners, stuff like Jordan Pickford, for instance, diving onto the ball and staying onto the ball and taking 10, 15 seconds to get up. It's like when it's like, come on, hurry up, get the game going again. That kind of thing, you have to, I said, with a lot of, you know, with a lot of situations in life, you have to point those guns inwards, as I like to say. And you have to be kind of introspective. You have to look at, what are you doing to remedy the issue? If you don't want more added time at the end of games, stop wasting time. That's what I would say to players like Varane, among others, who are complaining about, oh, this is more time, oh, this is too much time, it's not good for player welfare, da, da, da. And I said, I understand the point of player welfare. I understand it not being good. But at the same time, it's like, sometimes you make a rod for your own back. That's the way I look at it anyway. But you know what? I want to know your views. www.pitch-talk.com is the official website. youtube.com/pitch-talk is where you can catch all of our videos. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, among other places as well, where you can pick up the Pitch Talk podcast. You can pick them up on the website. At Pitch Talk on Twitter, tweet with us, follow us, see what we're up to. Facebook.com/Pitch Talk, become a member of the group. Join the footballing revolution we're working so hard to create. At Pitch Talk on Instagram as well. Wherever you are on the socials, that's where we are too. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, among others as well. And I said, many places you can catch our podcast. I have been Straight Shooting LJA, and until next time, take care. It's been fun on the Straight Shooting View. See you later, peeps.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution.
Check out the official Pitch Talk website,
www.pitch-talk.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football, dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 Minutes with the G,
The Straight Shooting View,
Coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. I can see you now.